prisoner of hope. This is God's Life Speaker. Oh, I want to say I didn't hear you on the community prayers say that you are going to start up another ministry that you're feeling called to and release this one without saying you know you'll be missed. But you have been so faithful and you have prayed so thoroughly, and we know that prayers have been answered and you have contributed to many of those prayers that were heard so God would answer. So thank you, sister. May God bless you in the direction He is sending you. May the Holy Spirit give you eyes to see, ears to hear. May your heart remain on fire and flamed so that you are always stirred up for the Lord. We will remember you. We will pray for your children, AJ, especially his addiction, your husband, all of them to know Jesus. And as you know, if you ever tire of where you're going, you're always welcome back here. Heavenly Father, thank you for Prisoner of Hope. She has definitely shared parts of her testimony, prayed so fervently and faithfully. Lord, we lift her up now in the direction that you're sending her. May she bless all the more. May she see you wherever your hand, wherever she puts her hands. May you part the seas for her. She is bold and will step out. And would you bring her husband and all the children that she has that don't know you to your loving grace. And we pray for AJ also. Lord, thank you for Prisoner of Hope. We send her with blessings. In the name of Jesus, amen.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and we will pray for this new school year. Heavenly Father, Most High, as we stand at the threshold of a new school year, we entrust our children to you, Lord. Fill their minds with knowledge and understanding and protect them from all forms of harm and evil in every direction that comes against them. Send positive influences into each of their lives. Let the atmosphere be peaceful at school and home and wherever they do their homework. Plow over the enemy and defeat all forms of bullying before it can even come out of their hearts. Provide adequate food and rest for each of these children. Grant that each of them will have retention of what they learn, and let them show compassion to each other. Equip them to have purpose and confidence. Send your Spirit to open their minds to the truth of you, our God. Take away all anxiety and fear and apprehension, and foster strong family bonds and meaningful relationships. Give each one the desire to learn and to plan for a career. Let them develop self-control and an insurance of self-respect as they learn to respect faculty, resource offices, and bus drivers. Let them stand firm against peer pressure and help them, Lord Jesus, mature and find their identity in you. We ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen.
I'm praying for the one who on the 6th asked for prayer for her marriage and for her husband. He cheated, and then she found that after she forgave him and was moving on, he cheated again. First off, I'm sorry, sister, and I am praying for you, but I want to go ahead and put this prayer out here on the prayer wall so that maybe you could be encouraged to know that there's others praying for you, because that's always good. You asked for it, and it's obvious you want this marriage to work because you asked God to intervene, and He sees you. He sees your faith. He sees your pain. And obviously, this guy, this your husband, needs to repent. He needs to find out what's going on, what's making him do this, because one time is already bad. One time is too much. But to do it again, and that speaks about brokenness, that speaks about something that's hidden. So in order for this to move forward, repentance is needed. Forgiveness and repentance. So we leave this to you, Lord. We give this to you, O Sovereign One. You can work all these things out. you could change hearts, touch this man's heart, heal this marriage, Lord. And we just ask of you, Lord, we know that you truly value these things and that we can glorify you them in them. So, Lord, please, thank you. Amen. Jesus, it's in your name that I ask these things to you, Father. Amen.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Ohio. I want to pray for Nicole from Alberta, Canada. And I was praying along with you as you're praying for the young man who's going through the chemo and the stem transplant, and he was able to get married. And I'm just praying and saying the same things that you're saying. And I also heard your prayer request. And I just wanted to make sure, you know, as I was praying, I said, well, let me call in. I'm praying that you rest in the Lord Jesus Christ, your Savior, your King, through it all. And I'm speaking from experience. And it's hard. There's no other way to put it. It's hard. And I pray that you are able to trust in God's timing and in His ways. And let Him do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ever imagine. No matter what the situation looks like right now, it's looking pretty grim. And when you said shenanigans, it just tickled me. And I said, that covers everything. So God, I ask that you be in the midst of the shenanigans of those behind the scenes and those who are in the forefront and still continue to do that and play in people's faces and expect them to do great things at work when you are not of God. The rest assured, my sister, God sees it all. His hand is in it. Trust His hand. When you can't see anything good happen out of it, if you're praying, God is working for your good. You have to trust it. God bless you.
Good morning, DAB family. This morning, Saturday, August 9th, this is Paula from Albuquerque, and I just finished listening to the podcast. And my heart is very heavy this morning. My son and his oldest daughter, who he fought for to gain custody of, they are at odds. So much so, he's willing to give her mother full custody. That doesn't need to happen. She's living with her, and it's not a good situation. Although she thinks it is far from the truth. But my son is also not really walking with the Lord, and over the last few months has expressed things to me about her, about a relationship he just ended, and so my heart is just very, very heavy. Would you please lift up my son, X, and his daughter, Jay? I know that your word says that this time would come when parents would be against children and children against parents. But as with my daughter, who's living a different lifestyle, very sinful, today's readings both spoke very much to me and to my heart. Thank you. Because I know that you all are listening and I know that you all are praying. Have a blessed day and a blessed weekend. Create in them a clean heart, Lord.
Good morning. Just want to respond to a few prayers. First, I have a friend of Diana called in. Her white blood cell count has changed for the worse. And she's in the hospital. So Lord, we lift her up. We lift Diana up. We pray that you just adjust the chemistry of her blood, adjust the levels that need to be adjusted to bring her back to full health, Lord. And I'd like to lift up a gentleman who called in from California for his girlfriend who had eye surgery, and the recovery is not going as smoothly as possible. She's in some pain, and so Lord, we lift up this this lady that had eye surgery, we thank you for allowing us to discover medical technologies and just learn more about your creation, the human body, and in small part be able to fix it, Lord. But it's not perfect, and it's not a healing touch from you. But we ask that for this lady that has a lot of pain in her eyes and a swelling and bruising. We pray that all the inflammation and sensitivity diminishes quickly, and that she has no complications when she has her stitches taken out. And that, again, the road to healing and full sight would be smooth. And I also want to lift up a nurse that called in. Seems like a long, complicated story, but her husband's family is Muslim, and one of his family members is on death's doorstep. And so, Lord, we pray that you just reveal yourself in a real and unique way to, I believe her name was Farhat. In Jesus' name.
This is Retta from the Pacific Northwest, and I'm calling to give a praise report. My niece Sophia had a reaction to, we believe it's peanuts. Never had it before, and was just set off guard just because it was a first. Anyhow, she went to the emergency. They gave her, took care of her, gave her EpiPen, and so she is much better. But I just pray that this strengthens her walk with you, Lord, that she seeks you in everything that she does and every step that she makes, and that she would stay on her path of righteousness. Lord, I also want to set some prayers out there for Margaret, my sister-in-law, and a friend, Marilyn, who both have lost their husbands in July. And I just pray that you, the prayer is to strengthen their faith, strengthen this time of grief right now for them as they walk through it. And as hard as that is, as they go through the process and steps of grief, help them with wisdom, help them to seek out and have other people pray for them. I know it's all in your hands, Father God, but I lift them up to you. In Jesus' name I pray.
Hey, my beautiful dab fam. This is KSD. I want to pray for a sister who didn't leave a name, but she called about her marriage being in turmoil, with the husband being emotionally, psychologically abusive, and she wants out but doesn't want to leave her children. I'm so sorry, sis, that you're experiencing that, and so I want to pray for you. God, only you know. Only you know if these dry bones in this marriage can live again. Just as Ezekiel said to you, we know, God, you could do anything. There's nothing too hard for you, but this is extremely hard for this sister under the current circumstances. So God, I'm asking, will you show up? Will you step into this marriage, specifically into this man's life who is causing such turmoil, who's abusing his wife mentally and emotionally, and he's ruining her world and this family, and he's obviously blinded by his own brokenness. And God, you came to set the captives free. Will you set this man free so that he can have eyes to see and ears to hear the damage that he's doing, so that this wife can be restored and made whole, healed, and this family can be restored, and these children can be restored. God, that's what you want ultimately, but only you know if this man is going to say yes to you. So in the meantime, strengthen this woman, this wife, in Jesus' name.
Hi, Debbers. It's Fearfully and Wonderfully Made from Winchester, Virginia. Calling in today, I'm just getting caught on up on Dab. I've missed a few episodes, so I'm getting caught up. And there was a dear woman that called few episodes ago, and she said that she caught her husband cheating on her yet again, and she had forgiven him once, and here she had just begun to trust him again, and lo and behold, she caught him with another woman. I truly wish that I could reach through this phone and just give you a big hug. I've been where you're at right now, and it is absolutely crushing. It breaks your heart. But my mom told me something. I've been married twice. My mom told me something after my first marriage broke up because of cheating and infidelity. And I wish I would have listened to her. And she said, you know, Jesus is the answer. And I can tell you from experience, Jesus is going to be a better husband to you than any man will be. He will provide for you. He will love you. He will be your companion. You can talk to him anytime, and he will comfort you in any situation. I'm telling you, I could have been saved a lot of heartache if I would have taken that advice from my mom. I just totally lean on him for everything now, and I can't stress that enough. Dear Heavenly Father, I just lift this sweet, sweet sister up to you, and I ask that you would bring her comfort and give her the wisdom to maneuver whatever lies ahead for her, dear Lord, in this marriage, whether it's saved or whether she leaves it or whatever happens, dear God. I ask that you would give her the wisdom and courage to face whatever is to come. These things I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
My name is Debbie. I have been scammed through trickery and lies and people pretending to be government officials. I have lost my savings and my investments. This has been going on a long time, 13 months, as a matter of fact. And we are trying to work with police. I've made statements at the banks. We need to get a lawyer to see if we can, well, we just need a lawyer. And FBI and all these things, it's very debilitating right now. My sons are very busy, but they have to help me because, okay, the lawyers are for elder care. Anyhow, I think that's enough information. I'm devastated and feel very foolish and ashamed. That's it. Thank you.
Help me, dear Lord, as I go through this day to glorify you in every possible way. And not bring reproach by the things that I say. To believe in your word and trust and obey. Because there's darkness all around me, Father. Please give me more light. Help me to see clearly the wrong from the right. Dispel all the shadows. Make everything clear. And whenever I get lonely, Father, please linger near. Strengthen my faith. Give me more light. Help me to live in a way that clearly displays the wrong from the right. And in times of sadness, Father, help me to smile, to believe and have hope with the faith of a child, dependent in every way, just like life is to the sun. Not my will, Father, but thy will be done. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye. The blood of Jesus still freely runs. And I want to thank you, Father, for our adoption as sons. You hide us in that secret place where you shower mercy, love, and grace under your wings. You shield us from so many harmful things. The world's insanity, man's inhumanity, current events that make little or no sense. Usually divisive and very intense. Homelessness, addiction, gender confusion, all kinds of affliction. mental illness and a whole lot of dread about the future that lies ahead. Where's the love? Where's the hope? Where will our children find the strength to cope? Father, it's in you. Only you can pull them through. But they have to learn to find that secret place where you shower mercy, love, and grace. And only under your wings will they be shielded from the world's harmful things. To be continued.
Good evening, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Brian from Huber Heights with a prayer request for my son, Mitchell, who I found out this morning is in jail for criminal trespassing. He's been abusing he's a former meth user, and his doctor doesn't know that, and she prescribed him Adderall, which is an amphetamine, and we found out he's been abusing that. And I'm just praying that God will protect him in jail, and that he will still be able to get his apartment God blessed him with, and that God would lead him most of all to his narrow path of salvation. I pray the same for my son Matthew, my daughter Ashley. I believe they're saved, but God knows. And I just pray for Mitchell's protection, and that good will come out of this, that God would open his eyes to substance abuse and deliver him from this miraculously and heal his life. I also want to pray that my ex-wife and I are reconciled. I think that would really be a great thing and a great testimony. She is wonderful, and I would like to see our family reunited. And my daughter Ashley is having trouble with her job. Please keep her in prayer. She's overly stressed. She's putting too much stress on herself, and she just needs to let go of that. And God blessed her with this job. I prayed for probably close to 10 years for her to get this job, and God blessed her with it. And I just pray that God's blessings upon this for her. Thank you, and I pray for all you. And thanks, Brian Harden and family, for this wonderful ministry and for everybody in this community. God bless.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in August 9th to pray over our children. It isn't my responsibility to judge outsiders, but it certainly is your responsibility to judge those inside the church who are sinning. 1 Corinthians 5:12. How will we respond if and when we discover that our adult child is enslaved in sexual sin, involved in corrupt financial practices, abusing his or her spouse or employees, or drinking excessively and habitually? If our children are in Christ, in addition to being our sons and daughters, they are brothers and sisters in Christ. So we not only relate to them as a parent to child, but also as believer to believer. And there is a big difference between the way we are to respond to an unbeliever who is trapped in sin and a believer who refuses to give up his or her sin. Paul makes it clear that we should not expect those who are separated from Christ to embrace and obey his commands, and this applies to our adult children. So the big question in the face of an adult child's ongoing sin is not so much about the behavior, but about whether he or she truly belongs to Christ. If our child has not been genuinely joined to Jesus by faith, it makes sense that he or she would sin. After all, unbelievers don't have the Spirit's power to overcome sin and temptation. To be continued.
Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. Have you guys ever heard of that dinner prayer? Well, I have. And I grew up half of my childhood saying that prayer at meal time. And a realization came to me today that when we say, "Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest," we are quoting the very words from Revelation 22:20. But there is something that's a little more interesting to me, is that we as Christians say this, proclaiming our faith that Jesus will come again. And one day, we'll sit at his table and feast on the goodness of God. But until then, we just cry out, "Come, Lord Jesus." When two or more are gathered together in my name, I am in their midst. So let me ask you this. Who are you inviting to your table today? Works of darkness or the unconditional love of Christ? What's the posture of your heart like?
Hey, DAB fam. This is Mike from New York. I mean, you know, a lot of places, but right now I'm actually in Nashville. I came out here to a buddy's house for the week to record a New York accent audio Bible. And I'm struggling. You know, just my focus and getting my voice right and then learning all about the pop filter and everything else and all the clicks and saliva sounds. I'm just, you know, I came out here to do this because I've been wanting to do it for years. And I feel like I am failing. I have a week left, almost. Man, I need help. I need prayer. I need Jesus. I need to listen to him and obey. And all the distractions of life and all the sin, you know, just to go away. Yeah, so pray for me. Pray for my mind, my diligence, and how I can best communicate what I hope to do and what I hope to make. All right, thanks.
Good morning, Dabbers. This is Anonymous in New Mexico, and I've called in several times asking for prayer for my son who has fallen back into homosexual sin. Well, he's actually with a biological female who is transitioning. He has requested prayer for her to go back to what God made her. I don't think he's going about it the right way. So I just ask that you continue to lift him up. And I'm also wanting to lift up the man who called asking for prayer, who has the lasting effects of COVID and who can't leave his room. I just want you to look up the singer Forrest Frank. He was miraculously healed from a back injury within about 2 weeks, I think it was. He broke his back. He was skateboarding with his son, and his back was broken. It was fractured, and he's miraculously healed. And, you know, if God can do that for him, he can do it for you, my friend. Keep your faith. Don't lose it, because God's listening. God is. Get on your knees. Go into your war room and just pray and give it to the Lord. Give the illness to the Lord and let him take it from you. And I just pray that your next call-in will be that you've overcome and that you've been healed and redeemed by his grace. And I pray for all the Dabbers that have called in and those who haven't called in that might be struggling. I pray for you all, and I love you all.
Hi, this is Altalee Halley. I wanted to encourage the man who's had COVID for 3 years. If you look up Job 11, 18, 19, and 20, in the New Living Bible translation, 18 says, "Having hope will give you courage. You will be protected and you will rest in safety." We pray that for this man. He will have hope to be healed. Verse 19 says, "You will lie down unafraid and many will look to you for help." And verse 20 says, "But the wicked, the unbeliever, will be blinded. They will have no escape. Their only hope is death." We do pray for all the unbelievers that we are all praying for, that they will realize that you are their hope. The lady who's having issues with her husband, he's being really cruel. I'm thinking about Abigail in the Bible, when her husband was cruel to her, and then David came and he was going to attack there because of how her husband had acted. And then she brought all these figs and everything to him and stopped him. And she, when she went back to her husband, she wouldn't tell him what happened. And God just brought him, he died, and she eventually married Abigail. So we just pray for all these people, all these trials. Shane with a bone cancer, Donna with low blood cells. There's just so many of you, and for her family, Ken and Liz, for the Muslim, and for Ahat will find Jesus. And pray for the hostages. Keep praying for them too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, this is From Junk to Treasure. It's Sunday morning. I was listening to the prayers and encouragement before I head out for my worship service. And Billy with the Trinity Stone had called in to pray for me about my business. That touches my heart so much. It touches my heart for everyone that has called in or has prayed at home about my business. Billy, I thank you so much for mentioning having enough needle and thread and fabric for my business. That did choke me up a little bit. And the lady who calls in and prays for the businesses, I'm so sorry, I can't understand your name. I think you're saying Jack's from Canada, but it's not clear on my end. So when you call back, can you please tell your name again? Because I want to pray specifically because of your prayers that you pray for all of the business owners and the new prayer that you added for the employees that work for businesses owned by the DAB members. Well, since I'm the only employee at my business, I feel double prayed for, and I appreciate that so much. It's such a struggle when you live in a small farm community and you don't have the skills to develop a website and to maintain it and whatever. It's word of mouth, and when you don't have enough money for advertising, that's also another blow. But I'm expecting the increase because of your faithful prayers. Thank you so much.
Beloved in Texas, this is Amy in Troutdale. I just heard your message about the victory being in the obedience. And sister, preach on. Oh, that was so good. That was so good. Thank you for sharing that. I heard probably about 20 minutes before that, Sparky praise there, the fact that he's home, and I believe that means like work is now at home and not hours away to where he has to be living apart from you all. So continued prayers in regard to that. And oh my gosh, fire ants, what in the world, bed bugs, no. Praying against all of that as well. And what a sweet word from your coworker, Spark. That was pretty cool. I'm so thankful that we aren't just dealing with our own power and our own strength, right? Our God is so mighty. He's mighty. He's the mighty yest. I love that. God, would you have your hand upon this couple? Would you protect their marriage? Would you unite them, Father? Renew their spirit of love for one another. And God, may they continue to walk in obedience. God, thank you for their witness in that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. I just want to respond to a prayer for the gentleman who called in with long COVID. And just encourage him that, brother, I'm right there with you. I'm struggling with that same thought. Can Jesus heal? Does Jesus heal? You know, my wife wants a divorce. I just found out that I'm probably going to have 2 to 3 vertebrae fused in my back because the doctor says I'm really close to being paralyzed due to some disc going into my spinal cord. My shoulder has tendonitis. I tore something in my knee. It just feels like everything is going wrong. And so I can empathize with you a little bit, but I just want to encourage you that I'm right there with you and just trying to be consistent, trying to show up every day and get in the Word, give thanks every day for what we do have, life, salvation. Assuming you're in the West, in a part of the world that's not involved in war, famine. So, Lord, would you please just lift up this brother? Just, we come together and ask that you heal his body, Lord. You heal his body from whatever specifically is ailing it. If it's long COVID, if it's some other infection or results of long COVID, we just ask that you heal him. We ask that you strengthen his spirit, give him strength in his weakness. In your son's name I pray, amen.
This is Josh from Illinois. I just wanted to pray for Lennox from California. Lord, be with him and show him how you are carrying him through these times. That though he might feel like he's at the end of himself, he is not at the end of you. Lord, reach out, comfort him, let him feel your presence. Heal his body from this long COVID, Lord. Give him the strength to meet each and every day, Lord. And let him feel your love and the love of this community, Lord. Praise you and thank you for everything you're doing with him, Lord.
Father, I want to thank you for the gift of salvation that you freely give to every man from every nation. And I want to thank you, Father, for saving me, for giving me new life and setting me free, not only from the world's insanity, but also from my own inhumanity, because I still struggle to accept all others as truly being my Christian brothers. Father, please heal me, seal me. And Father, above all else, please feel me, because I want to be ready, rock solid and steady, under your wings, hidden from the world's harmful things. The blood of Jesus still freely runs, and I'm very thankful, Father, for our adoption as sons. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, family. Calling in the continuation for August 9th. But if our child claims to be in Christ and resists repentance when confronted compassionately and patiently, the situation is different. Our child's sin impacts the entire church. The language Paul uses hits us as harsh and makes us uncomfortable. This person is to be removed from fellowship and thrown out and handed over to Satan. Those in the church are not to associate with those who claim to be believers, yet indulge in sin of any kind. We must see that this harsh response has an intended effect: restoration. Such discipline is not intended to communicate our disapproval, but rather our fear for a child's soul. Lord, if we ever must endure seeing our child undergo the discipline of the church for ongoing sin, we're going to need a lot of your grace. Help us to love the purity of your church more than the comfort of our children. Help us to trust your grace of discipleship in our child's life to bring about restoration. I love you, family.
Hey, DIB family. This is Aussie Bear in Australia. I'm just listening to the community prayers and encouragement for August the 10th. I think it's the 10th today. And I was just hearing somebody praying for their sister, their sister's dog, Luna, who has just had puppies. And the dog, Luna, has liver problems and is unable to feed the puppies. And the caller, I'm sorry, I can't remember who the caller's name was, but the caller was saying that it seemed trivial to be praying for this dog. And I can understand that thinking to a degree, because to those who aren't animal lovers or to those who don't have a pet, it can seem like, you know, a small thing to be bringing to the throne of God. But I have two cats, and one cat is 15 and the other cat is 12, and I pray for my cats, because whenever they have little health things going on, or because these cats, I've had these cats for 15 and 12 years, and they're part of the family, and I am very I'm very attached to these cats, and I know that a day is coming where I won't have them, and I know that I will be heartbroken. So I boldly come before the throne of God, and I pray for my cats. And so I will be praying for Luna as well, that her health issues will be resolved, and that she will be the mama dog that I know she wants to be for her babies. God bless.
This is Nolene from Dubai. Today, I just came back from church. Well, in Dubai, well, it's not really a church. They book out a hotel for the whole day, and then you have services. And I just want to give a praise report that we have this in Dubai, that we can hear the word of God. I want to give a praise report for Dubai, for the Daily Audio Bible, for every day being there and guiding me. I want to give a praise report for all the people.
Hi, Micah from Kansas City. You just left a great inspiration for moms with sons. Thank you for your insight and your truth. This is Taken with Love from Louisiana, and I have two incredible young men, probably about your age, and you are so right. Moms are made to fix stuff, and that's the nurturing that we have inside of us, and I know we always try to fix stuff. So thank you for encouraging us to wait on the Lord, to just be still and know that He is God. What a great testimony you gave, because it's true. I know that we can come up with all kinds of great innovative ideas and coddle them till they're 60, but that's not our job. We've done a very good job raising our young men, and the rest is up to the Lord. For without them drawing close to God in their uncomfortableness, they will never choose Him the way they're supposed to choose Him. They need to be the man of the house. They need to be the leader. And that's really what every woman wants. If there's young women on this platform, I pray that you will seek out a man who first loves God more than he loves you, and then the rest will be working together for good. Y'all have a blessed day. It's a happy Sunday, and I just praise the Lord for this group. God bless y'all. In Jesus' name, bye-bye.
Hey, this is from Junk to Treasure, listening to this Sunday's community prayer. There's some things that stuck out to me. Something that God's Life speaker said, and I went back and listened to Rodney's message again about life bites. Some of these life bites can be positive and enlightening, but for many of us, these life bites can be challenging, overwhelming, traumatic, both physically and financially derailing. And for a few of us, these situations can overlap, and often even many bites all at one time. For those who give in to or give up on these bites can be negative or even fatal, depending on the situation. But for those who fully trust in God, they are used by Him for learning, growing, and stretching us, which all of these can be quite uncomfortable. We, like Paul, as Christians, are not always spared from trials, from the heat, from the bite. After listening to God Life speaker reference Rodney from Atlanta's message about life bites, something she said struck me and caused me to go back and listen to Rodney again. She said that we can put these on the shelf of our memory. More about that later. Rodney was talking about Paul in Acts 28. The snake attached it to itself and bit him. My focus is Paul's reaction. He didn't scream, he didn't yell out, say, "Why God?" or spit out, "I can't take this anymore." He didn't choose to give up on his ministry by saying, "That's the last straw, I'm done with this." More to come in part two.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in the continuation for August 10th. Perhaps Paul is demonstrating for us the kinds of questions we should be asking our kids and asking ourselves about our kids. Do our kids realize that their sexual purity is about so much more than being good or avoiding disease or pregnancy or shame? Do they realize that if they are in Christ, they take Him with them into every sexual compromised encounter? We can give our kids lots of good reasons to remain sexually pure, but Paul helps us center our appeal in the gospel reality of being joined both body and soul to Christ. It prompts us to consider asking our children, "Don't you realize?" Lord, as we seek to instill in our children a deep sense of the holiness and significance of sex, we find ourselves pushing against a very strong tide. Only the power of your gospel and the reality of our children belonging to you has pushback power against this tide. Give us the words and the will to keep up the fight to help our children realize that their bodies belong to you. I love you, family.
Hello, my DB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for your guidance and love. May we seek your wisdom and direction in all that we do. Let your guidance lead us on the right path. Thank you for always being there to guide us. Help us to listen and be open to your leading. Help us to make decisions that align with your will and purpose. Help us to trust in your timing. May we be attentive to the ways you speak to us through scripture, prayer, and the people around us. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Greetings to you, DAB family. This is Walking in the Light in Tennessee. It's been some time since I've called in. Still walking in the light in Tennessee. But I listen daily, nightly, whenever the opportunity presents itself. I'm so thankful for the DAB family, the DAB and the DABC and the DAB kids. Oh, hallelujah. We pour, as God pours His Spirit into us, we pour it into the world to be received by others. We really belong to, again, say that I do listen, and I am asking your prayers. I've prayed or had you praying before, or asked you to pray before about my three sons, but this is about my grandson who has evidently falling under the same spirit of, I can't say homosexuality, but certainly cross-dressing. And so it's really a disturbing place in my spirit, and I'm trying to reach him, which is of no avail. He's 16 years old. And but I know that God does, and so I'm asking those of you who know that we need to be praying for our children and grandchildren, that the spirit does not consume them. I ask your prayers for my grandson. His name is Carter, and just the sweetest person you ever met, but obviously confused. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, I thank you for this DAB family. I thank you for this beautiful Tennessee morning at 6:45 a.m. And it's going to be an absolutely gorgeous day. God, and you have blessed us in every way. Help us, oh Lord, to lean into you for that which we need.
Good morning, Dab family. This is Sally from Alberta in Canada. And I've just heard the prayer request for a lady called Abba Farhat. I hope I've got that right. That she comes to know you, Lord. So please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this wonderful woman. Lord, I pray that for her family that have lifted her up to us and given us the privilege to pray for her. And Lord, I stand on your word. I stand for my own family on the word that I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and I am saved, me and my family. And I pray that over them every day. And I claim that in the mighty name of Jesus for others' families as well. Lord, we know that the plans that you have for us are good. Plans to give us hope and a future. And Lord, I claim that that hope includes our families knowing you and giving their hearts to you. And Lord, we know that you love them. We know that you love them so much. And I just pray that you'll stir their hearts to open and be willing to receive and to actually hear and receive your word. I claim that in the mighty name of Jesus. I believe in you, Lord Jesus, and I am saved, me and my household. And I stand boldly on that today for my own and everyone else's family. I praise you, Lord. Amen.
Good morning. I want to respond to a couple of prayers. First, for the woman that called in from Colorado who's working with orphans in Haiti and trying to get an asylum in El Salvador and meeting with officials and possibly the president. So Lord, we lift up this meeting. You know how it will go. You can touch hearts. You can change minds, Lord. So we pray that you have mercy on these orphans and allow them to allow the president just to have a soft heart and accept them as asylum seekers and allow them into El Salvador. And then I believe her name was Winnie from the East Coast, I believe New York. She is worried about something the doctor told her about possibly cervical cancer, but it could also be something else. Not necessarily fun, but less worrisome than cancer. So, Lord, we lift up Winnie and just cover her in prayer and healing. Ask for healing. Claim healing in the name of your Son, Jesus, who shed his blood on the cross for us, to heal our souls and spirits, but also to bring us wholeness physically. So we ask for that, Lord. We ask that she be made whole. She be given, whether it's cancer or fibrosis or whatever, she mentioned that it would just leave her body and she would be healed, Lord. In your Son's name I pray. Amen.
Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan. Today is August 11th, and I'm praying for a home church, another home church, because during COVID, when I went to church, it was a mega church, and they wouldn't let me sit with anybody, and I felt very isolated. So I stopped, like, totally going to church because of it, but then I went to a church up north. They had woods in their back of the church, and they were having the singing in the gazebo, and they had lawn chairs, or they had you sit in your car and watch them on Facebook. So I've been trying to go to church. I've been going to churches, but then I don't feel I fit in there, or it's not, I don't feel comfortable. I just want a church that I feel like I'm at home and that we're brothers and sisters. You know, if they're looking at me for my mistakes, we all make mistakes. We all got skeletons in our closet. And we all have things we regret we did in our past or done previous. But you know what? there's no perfect people. That's why we need Jesus Christ. He's the only perfect person that walked the earth. And he died for our sins on the cross. So if I walk in a church, I shouldn't feel like I'm yucky because I'm a human being and I make mistakes. I should be loved right to the cross. You know that Jesus shed his blood for me on the cross and I'm forgiven. So I just want to feel where I belong and God to bring me where I belong. Can you pray for me? Thank you. Amen.
Hey, Dabbers, this is Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. We are praying for Michael and Ah. It's great advice about mothers not rushing to make their sons comfortable. Sometimes it's adult sons that we are trying to, really save them. But in reality, they maybe need to hit bottom before they're ever going to find get that man card, as you put it. Spark, amen to prayers for Waterman. Amen to prayers you hanging out with your church friends you had for days. We ask those relationships continue on so that when he is not from home, his wife has some good support back there at home. And DAB, Billy from Wetumpka, amen to your prayers for your brother who is dealing with cancer. So love you all. Have a great day.
Hi, this is Amanda from Williamsburg, Virginia, and I am calling with a prayer request for a new micro school that I'm starting in Williamsburg because there is no faith-based micro school in your area. And I started it in April and was searching for a location and had 30 churches tell me no. And finally, well, the first church that I had want that I am a home member of has always said yes, but they don't have a lot of outdoor space, so I wasn't signing up with them. However, since everybody told me no, I am finally have found a location which will be my home church, a wonderful alive church in Williamsburg, and it's so small. I am still thinking it may be a temporary location, but my prayer request is that we don't have anybody signed up except for my two daughters and two other young girls who have now signed up. So we have four people, but we really are praying and hoping for 20 students in our elementary-aged micro school because we want a community of believers and we want a parental involvement type of school. It's like a mixture between homeschooling and a private school. And I have already contracted excellent, wonderful, godly women to be the teachers. And they have experience teaching and they are faith-filled. And I need to pay them high. I need to pay them what they're worth and pay them a great amount because they are going to be pouring love and a strength of academics into our kids. So just please pray to be able to find more like-minded Christian believers with elementary kids in our area who want to come to...
Hi, my name is Sarah. I am calling because I want to have my daughter Mariah put on a prayer line. I pray for her every night, and I just keep asking God to soften her heart and turn her life around. Her way of thinking is all backwards. She has five children, and two of them she lost custody of to the dad. He never wanted the children. His mom wanted them, and unfortunately we're not allowed to see them, and she refuses to do what she's told to do by the courts, and she tries to play a victim, and she's not a victim. She needs to man up and do what she's told to do because when you go to court, you have to do what you're told to do. You can't just live life like you own the world.
Every week I look so forward to the community prayers. It's such a beautiful amount of praise, petition, joy, and sadness. And about 17 minutes in today on August the 9th, I heard a sister who went through her timeline of the deep hurts that has affected her. Sister, I want to pray for you. You didn't leave your name, but God knows exactly who you are. Father, I lift up this dear woman who was vulnerable enough to share her Job moments and definitely she has had them according to her testimony. But sister, I'm going to speak life over you and life more abundantly. God promised that if you belong to Him, and I believe if you have accepted His forgiveness, His cross that He bore for you and you alone, you are free and free indeed. Do not let the enemy torment her, Lord. Do not let the enemy have one more moment of her sadness and of her brokenness. Instead, Lord, give her, just like you gave Job, more in her latter years than you gave him in his former years. And may you get all the glory, God, for loving her so deeply and so richly. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you, sister. Taken with love from Louisiana.
I'm asking my fellow Global Campfire listeners to pray for my 20-year-old daughter. I'm asking God to save her from a relationship that is harmful to her mental and physical health. Thank you for your prayers, and may God bless you abundantly.
This is Nancy from Nebraska, and I just want to say I just heard Taken with Love praying for Jill and Brian, and I have to say I was so thankful and found it so beautiful when you prayed that God would pour out a fresh fire on them. Wow. I know we are all so appreciative of this platform, and I know it's been voiced over and over, and not just the platform, but for Jill, Brian, their family, and the people behind the scenes. But wow. Asking for a fresh fire to be poured out on them, I'm certain, is much needed, as we all have been in those moments, you know, and just to keep forging forward. So thank you for that. You know, that just opened my eyes and my heart to think about that for people, for myself. What a beautiful prayer. Thank you.
We are praying for Line of Judah, for his 13-year-old son who has suicidal ideations, and all of our DAB members who have people going through this. We rebuke and we bind up and we cast out darkness, confusion, hopelessness, exhaustion, loneliness, addiction, shame, fear, mental illness, abuse, trauma, bullying, emotional numbness, and depression. God does not take offense, nor is he ashamed or embarrassed by your intrusive thoughts. Tell him of them. He is not at a loss for knowing how those negative and bad situations came into your life, and he is absolutely not stumped to know how to handle it all. We pray for everything that has bound up these children and these people to be unbound. Chains will be broken. Hearts will be healed. Look upon them, Father God, for the nights that their pillows are soaked with tears. Shade them from the destruction that comes against them at noonday. Give them relief to all who are suffering with suicidal impulses, for those who sit in the darkness of disbelief or grieving through losses they can't regain. Give your light to expose and to reveal and to let them know how to follow you so that they can see the path that you want them to walk on. Rescue the perishing, Lord, in miraculous ways. Heal and bind wounds that have festered in their souls. Restore their minds to healthy, sober opportunities that for their mind to work on an even plane. Orchestrate situations for mended relationships and healthy habits, productive jobs, successful incomes. Break down strongholds that would allow them to regress. Make their crooked path straight. Let peace drive out the chaos. Rain down on them and coat them with your grace, love, hope, and favor, Father God. Let your glory be seen and testified about. Do this by your Spirit, oh Father Most High.
Micah and Awe, this is God's Life Speaker. I heard you on the latest community prayers about 28 minutes in, and you were talking to mamas with sons. I'm one of those. I have called in since 2017 for my son, our son, and he's 25 now. So, yeah, he's dealing with some hardships, and a lot of them are the results of consequences for choices made. Not that they were bad choices, but that, I don't know, I don't know how parents feel about this, but his dad and I were available to him to talk things through, and he did not want any of our advice. So we would find out about his advice. He would share it with us after he'd already made some decisions. And I don't know, being that we are, our hearts are most invested in him over any other professor or religious person, he still went with their advice. So here we are. That advice wasn't really panning out because they didn't have his heart interest. So it was good to hear you say that men, to get that man badge, you got to build character and you've got to go through some of these things and figure it out. And if you're not comfortable, how do you get comfortable? Or how do you learn to be comfortable, you know, being uncomfortable? So I really appreciated that. That felt right. It felt right when you said it. And I know it in my heart. Heavenly Father, thank you for Micah and Awe. May you just bless him. I hope he's speaking into the lives of some young men or men, that you would give him that opportunity to lead that direction. And we just pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in August 12th to pray over our children. About this time, some of the men and their wives raised a cry of protest against their fellow Jews. They were saying, "We have such large families, we need more food to survive." Others said, "We have mortgaged our fields, vineyards, and homes to get food during this famine." When I heard their complaints, I was very angry. Nehemiah 5:1-3 and verse 6. The Jews who were working together to help rebuild the wall were living in a region that had been through a famine, so food supplies were scarce. Evidently, some of the city's privileged people took advantage of the situation, inflating the price of grain and loaning money for food at exorbitant rates. This meant that some of the people, desperate to survive, had to sell family members into slavery to cover their debts. While we might expect people in the wider cutthroat, do whatever you have to get ahead world to take advantage of one another, this should have never happened among these brothers. The way God's people lived together was supposed to demonstrate the goodness of God to the world around them. Their exploitation and enslavement of one another did exactly the opposite. Why would anyone in the surrounding area believe that Israel's God was kind, merciful, and compassionate when they saw those who worshipped him and called themselves by his name enslaving, overcharging, and taking advantage of each other? When presented with the problem, Nehemiah became angry. But his was not an out-of-control anger. After thinking it over, he spoke out against these nobles and officials.
Hey, Dab fam. It's Gigi and Bama. I haven't called in a while. It's August 11th, and New Envisioned Growth, Hope, something? I'm sorry, I lost the end of your name, from New York. I just had to hit pause on today's podcast and call and say thank you so much for your encouragement today that going through the hard things could be a calling to expand the audience, your people, the your influence in the world. I have been having a very difficult day at the end of a very difficult week, which seems like it may turn into a difficult month because it started on August 1st and it hasn't slowed down. So I needed to hear that, and I wanted you to know that your message was heard and received, and I appreciate you so much. Thank you. Y'all have a great day.
Hey, Dab family. This is Sally from Alberta in Canada. I've just heard Lennox's prayer request. So will you join me in praying for him? Please. Lord, I just lift up our brother Lennox. Lord, you tell us that there is no sickness in heaven because you've already, Jesus dealt with the sickness. He dealt with all our sins. He took everything away on the cross. So therefore, in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus, I come against this long COVID in his name and in the body of Lennox. I come against it right now with all the authority that the redeemed blood of Jesus gives me, and I come boldly to the foot of the cross, asking this and seeking this and stating this and claiming it, because I am a child of the Most High God, and the Most High God is in me, and therefore I claim in the mighty name of Jesus total healing in the whole body of Lennox right now. Lord, you tell us in your word, cast our burdens onto you. And Lennox, right now, cast your burdens onto the Lord. Give him your worries, give him your sickness, give him your anxieties, and don't hold on to a single part of it, because he doesn't want us to. And that's a command from the Lord. Cast your burdens onto him. Cast this COVID onto him. And Lord, I just rejoice and I just thank you right now for the magnificent healing. Lord, you tell us we submit to you, Lord. We resist the devil and he will flee from us. And sickness is of the devil. And therefore, we are submitting to you right now. We are coming to you. And right now, in the name of Jesus, the devil is fleeing, because the devil has no place right now or anymore because of Jesus.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Ohio. I wanted to comment and pray for Mary from North Carolina. As you were speaking and you were relating to what Jill was saying and just speaking from the raw emotions of her heart, and that's how you have felt, that's how you feel, and as you were speaking, and I don't want to make light of everything that you've been through and what you're going through, but I do want to tell you that God is saying,
good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God, Yellow Flower calling, and Susie from Colorado. I'm always praying for you and your children. So let's join together and continue to lift them up in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before your holy throne. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege we have of being able to approach the Holy of Holies and bow before your feet and say, Abba, Father, we need your help. We need your help with Susie and her children, Lord God, to find a safe harbor for them where they can be nourished and fed, not only physically but spiritually, where they can be given medical help and financial support so that they can thrive within a peaceful community. We pray, Lord God, on the hearts of those involved, that they would soften their hearts towards these little children who are under well, some of them I think are older, but some way they can soften their hearts towards these children and reach out their arms in assistance to this whole cause. We praise you, Father, that there are people like Susan from Colorado who are put their heart and their soul and their body and their finances and everything into this, helping the young children who are under advantaged and in danger. We ask this all in Jesus' precious and most holy name. Amen.
Good morning, everybody. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower.
And good morning, everybody. It is Soaring on Eagle's Wings from Canada. And guess what? We are in the same place.
I'm visiting. We've been friends for many, many years. We're like sisters. Well, maybe even closer.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to say good morning and have a great day.
Yeah, and to tell you that we love you and we are so happy to be a part of this community.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Good morning, everyone in the Deb community. This is Helena, Grandma in North Carolina, and I have posted a couple of prayer requests regarding my budding, believing grandson in Pennsylvania and the very difficult family situation he's in. And this is really an update and a praising for what God is doing there. It's such a big story, as many of you have something similar, but just wanting to say that the Lord is moving, that my son, who is facing some charges and has not been a good father, that he actually has, in one of his very last texts, said he is trying to pray. but having a hard time fitting it in, so I am praying for him that the Lord is working his way into his heart and that he will become the father who is taking his two grandchildren, my grandson, who's just turning 10, and his sister, Chloe, 4, to church. And that's a vision that the Lord gave me, much like the story that we're hearing right now about Nehemiah building the wall. We all have these walls that are totally destruction in our families. But with God's grace and his strength and his ability, the walls can be rebuilt. So that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing growth in my grandson. The last picture or video that his mom sent, and she has her own issues, so please pray for Kayla. The last video she sent was of him reading his Bible to his little sister, 4. There's so many problems there, as many of you have similar family situations. So I am so grateful for this community. I wanted to just let you know that the Lord is moving in my...
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Judges 15:18. Father God, we lift up to you today Minnie Mouse and the after effects of the legal issues she's experiencing. Father, regularly depression follows times of survival. And just as Samson experienced a great many struggles against the Philistines, the Lord was there to strengthen him out of his depression by causing the waters of Lehi to gush. We pray for you, Father, to do the same. Minnie Mouse has struggled and fought long and hard for her children, and now she is exhausted and feels like she is drowning in all the what-ifs, toxic words, and despairs she experienced. Father, revive her. Bring your light to her life. Remind her that you strengthen her and protect her through this life. Holy Spirit, come and fill her soul with peace and love. We ask all of these things in your Son's precious name. Amen.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. I'm calling with an urgent prayer request for our cousin, Caitlin. She's a young, soon-to-be mom. Her baby's maybe just a couple weeks early. She's having some severe health issues, and she's only dilated 1 centimeter. I'm not sure if they're going to take the baby via emergency C-section or what. She's in the hospital. She is bleeding as well. She has platelet issues that is a hereditary type thing that was discovered after she became pregnant. But anyway, they're very concerned. Please pray for Caitlin and her soon-to-be born baby boy and her husband, Cody. Thank you so much. I love you, DAB family. Bye-bye. Oh, today is Tuesday, August 12th. I love you all. Bye-bye.
Hey, Deb family. This is Lynn, who loves the Lord, calling in with another prayer request for my dear pre-Christian friend, Sue. I called in for her once before, but she's a sweet and lovely person who doesn't know the Lord just yet. She is also battling kidney failure and multiple myeloma. Please pray for her salvation and healing. She lives out of state for me, and I'm going to go visit her on Friday, 8:15, just a few days. So please pray that God will soften her heart so that she can receive him as Lord and Savior, and that God will give me boldness to speak the truth in love. I know I'm not responsible for her salvation, but I am responsible to bring her the good news of his salvation and point her to Jesus. Also, I wanted to pray blessings on Prisoner of Hope and her new ministry. We will miss you here greatly, Prisoner of Hope, but we continue to pray for salvation for your husband, Kurt, and for a freedom from addiction for your son, AJ. Please check in with us every once in a while. Just let us know how you're doing. We will miss you. Also want to pray for Eyes of a Dove. We're lifting you up and you and your family up to the Father as you go through this challenging time with your teenage son. I know that's rough. I want to give a shout out to God's Life Speaker and Amy from Troutdale. Just thank you for your faithful prayers and your words of wisdom and encouragement for so many. We really appreciate you. Amy, just side note, my friend Sue lives in Hood River, not far. far from you in Troutdale, so just keep her in your prayers, thanks. And beloved in Texas, I'm praying that God will help you battle your cravings for cigarettes. So glad to hear that Sparky's back, and praise the Lord. And welcome back, Ozzie Bear. We've missed you. God is so good. Amen.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. I wanted to ask for prayers for my work environment. We have a long-term employee, 41 plus years, that is retiring, and she turned her in that letter of intention to retire as of November, I believe it was 25th or 26th. And we all knew she was going to retire this year, but we thought she was working through December. We shut down over the Christmas holiday and then come back after New Year's. But we thought we were going to have her in the month of December, but now we're not. And just the reality of that and all the knowledge that she'll be taking with her. And we've been training on different things with her, but there is so much that hasn't even been covered. I just pray you would lift us up as we try to absorb all we can from her, and for the company to make a decision. Are they going to hire someone to replace her, or the two of us that will be remaining? Are we going to divide the duties, or just what will happen? Thank you, DB family. I love you. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. I am calling from Lexington, Kentucky, and this is Angel in Training, aka Elizabeth. And I am calling in response to the prayer request from Lennox. He called and said that he had been suffering with long COVID and was severely debilitated with it, and really had just, as he put it, come to the end of himself. Lennox, I just would like to pray for you and any of you out there who have debilitating illnesses. Father in heaven, I pray that you would heal and bless Lennox and those who are so debilitated. Father, I pray that you would rest your holy presence upon each one and comfort and strengthen. Father, I pray that they would know what is the height, the depth, and the width of your very vast love. Lord, I pray that you would just hold them close. Let them know that they are loved, radically loved, and loved by all of us. Lord, I pray that you will grant this prayer request of mine. In the precious name of Jesus, amen.
Father God, we come before you this afternoon, this Monday of August 11th, and we're praying for Mitchell. Father God, Brian from Huber Heights, son Mitchell has walked a long road, Lord, struggled for a long time, been oppressed and broken. Father God, we are asking for total healing in every aspect of his life, every corner of his mind, every part of his body, Father God. We lift up Ashley and Matthew also, and for Kathy, Lord. You know each of them intimately. You know everything that they've been through, everything that they are struggling with. You know how they deal with fear and uncertainty and grief and loneliness. And everything that comes up against them, Father God, everything that they're dealing with in their mind, their heart, their soul, their spirit, Father God, we just ask for your love and your grace and your mercy and your favor and your compassion to come upon them, Father God. Let the Holy Spirit deal personally with them. Send ministering spirits to speak to every part of their entire existence, Lord. And whisper into their ears your love, your grace, and your salvation's plan. Let them see clearly. Let their eyes open. Let their hearts, wherever they are hardened, be plowed up so they can be fertile ground. Let their minds be consistently healthy and focused upon you. We ask for miraculous things that they will turn their lives over to you and live righteously, and that they will be beacons in their communities, their homes, their jobs. Oh, Father God, we ask for miraculous things to happen. By your Spirit, go forth and do these great things, Most High God.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in the continuation for August 12th. When presented with a problem, Nehemiah became angry, but his was not an out-of-control anger. After thinking it over, he spoke out against these nobles and the officials. Nehemiah demonstrated that anger is not always sinful. Sometimes it is a perfectly appropriate response to injustice or to the misuse of God's name. Nehemiah was rightly angry about how his Jewish brothers were dealing with each other and how it reflected on God. This scene in Nehemiah helps us to consider our own anger and the way we deal with the conflicts in our own home. It forces us to ask, is my anger righteous or selfish? Do I yell and argue in frustration, or think it over before I speak, aware of the impact my words have? Lord, it would be hard to call so much of our anger righteous. We really do want our children to see righteous, appropriate anger modeled in our home. So help us to be angry over what makes you angry, so that you might have your way in the world. And help us to let go of the anger that is selfish and all about getting our own way. I love you, family.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on the part of the world you're hearing this prayer from. My name is Loveline, and I'm calling in from France. And I'm calling in to pray for some of the baby that needed the prayer, that needed our support, that are going through one thing or the other. I called in particularly to pray for a family. Sister called in today with her husband and the daughter-in-law, praying for her husband and her son that has been in the prison for a while and is coming out, that God should prepare them spiritually to meet him, and God should give him a renewed mind. I had just broke down in tears when the wife was speaking. I can't imagine the trauma or whatever you are going through or you have went through, your husband being in prison, how to face the children. What did you really tell them? I just see a different woman. I just see someone that is stronger than me. Sister, I want you to know that we are praying for you. God should make you very strong. You're a very strong woman. You're a very strong woman. Praying for your family and praying for your husband. I know that God should prepare you, give you a heart that will accept him and help him through whatever he will go through when he comes out. We are with him in prayer. And I'm praying for another sister that called in for prayer for forgive her husband that the husband has been cheating two times, and that she cheated two times, and this time around she's finding it difficult to forgive. Our sister, we're praying for you. And I also pray for Joe, that you have leukemia and fever. His friend calling that we should pray for Joe. His friend, we know, also know that we're praying for Joe, and we're praying for some of all our brethren in prison.
Nobody gets left behind in Colorado, Mike and Amber. This is God's Life Speaker, listening to your prayer request twice over. I'm going to stand with you in agreement that your son would be an overcomer in the name of Jesus, that his reintegration to life, to his wife, to his kids, to his parents, and your whole family, that there would just be God's favor over him and the favor of man, because we do need, we don't need it, but it is affirming that God backs us up when there's favor through man. And just your hearts, how tender they are, but we have a tender God, and he's merciful. So we need to be merciful as he's merciful. God, High King of Heaven, Heavenly Father, the God who sees, the God who knows, the God who has created us and is always faithful.
We thank you for this opportunity that this family gathers together and each one of their voices was heard. And you know what their hearts are yearning for, even the unspokenness. And you know, Lord, that each one of us, as we stop to listen and come into agreement with them, that our hearts were tugged because we have similar people in our lives. So, Lord, would you hear their prayer? Would you give the path? Would it be followed? Would you give a blessing to this family and their son? We ask it in the name of Jesus, believing you are who you say you are.
This is Nancy from Nebraska, and I called in about my 5-year-old great-grandson, Archer, who is going to need a cystoscopy to rule out bladder cancer. And I just wanted to update the family that this is scheduled for August 28th, so if you would continue to pray for him and the family. And I will update you again after the procedure and when we get results back. And I'm just going to pray and trust God for the best outcome possible. Love you. And thank you for your prayers.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Community. This is Nicole living Christ Redemption Story in Florida. And I'm just calling in on our first day of school here, praying for all the kiddos around the community, children and grandchildren who are starting school around this time. Lord, we want to lift up these children to you, Lord. We want to pray for this school year. We want to pray, Lord, that you would direct them into the right classroom that is best suited for them, Lord. Whether that's to challenge them in something that, Lord, you may be wanting to push them in a little bit, or Lord, whether that's just being, if especially for those that have special needs, Lord, being with those teachers and students who understand their needs, and Lord, for us as parents, just give us that peace that you are really always with them, even when we're not. And Lord, we pray that you would just help us to remember to have faith in you and trust you in all things. As the school year begins, Lord, we want to pray for the teachers and the staff, Lord, that you would just give them an extra ounce of patience and energy and enthusiasm, Lord, to start this year out great. Lord, we pray that our schools would remain safe this year, Lord. We pray that that your name would be praised in schools across this country. Lord, we pray that through this school year that kids will come to know you through maybe friends that they meet who introduce them to you, Lord, and that those of our kids that do believe in you, Lord, that they go into school being a light, Lord, to light others to you. Help us to help them to walk in kindness and grace and mercy throughout their days. And Lord, we just pray that that all of these things and events are all in your hand. And Lord, help us to just trust you in everything. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Hey, Dabbers, this is Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. It is the 20th year Brian has been doing this every single year. So if everyone listening to this would donate an extra $20, even if they're already given money, or maybe give the amount of dollars for every year you've been in. You know, I started giving $5 a month many years ago. I think about 14 I've been with the DAB. And, you know, then I just kept upping it as God blessed me. So maybe that's something you consider doing during this anniversary year. Another thing is about the thoughts that come in are, for those of us who have addictions, the thought always comes before the action, always. And the Bible says to capture that thought. Well, you know what a neat way to do to capture that thought? I like to punish the enemy, because the enemy is the one who's putting that thought there, or our flesh of our body, and I like to punish that. So the way I like to punish it is to go on the DAB and to actually...
Hi, Dad family. This is Ginger from Indiana. I heard Joanna talking about her sweet Jackson, who was diagnosed with cancer. And my heart broke. About 5 days ago, I found out my 9-year-old pit bull has 2 broken legs due to bone cancer and a mass growing in her chest. I pray for a quick release for this dog, and I cherish every day that we have with her yet. I do ask for prayer because I have trouble separating sadness and mourning to going into full-fledged depression. I've had a lot of people, ever since I was 21, my parents died, a lot of people died, and I tend to react badly with death. I know my Lord will protect my dog and take her. I know my Lord will be with me when I sink into the depths. I just pray that, Joanna, you can deal with your sadness. I do as well. And yet we can bounce back, maybe with a hole in our hearts, but we have to think of all the goodness that has been placed in our hearts for our loving pets. I cherish you, family. I lift you up. And I hope that God blesses each one of you. In the Lord's name.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Shantae calling from Port St. Lucie, Florida. And I am calling today because it's starting to hit me that my son is leaving tomorrow for college. He will be going clear across the country to California. And I am trying to grapple with what that even means and, you know, what our life is going to look like now. And I just would ask that you all would pray traveling mercies for him and that you would pray that he'd have a successful semester ahead and year ahead and years ahead and that he would make wise decisions, that there would be Christian influences around him that would point him to the Bible and that would, you know, just be there and that he would be a light, that he remember that he is a light and just to help him navigate whatever comes up, that he would choose wisely. And and then all the other stuff, I'm not going to rehash that right now, but I just pray that he will just have clarity of thought about who he is and who God called him to be. So I just really appreciate all your prayers for him and also prayers for me and his dad and his younger siblings, as well as we all embark on this adjustment and this new season of life that we're all going into. Okay, love you all. Thank you all so very much. Alrighty, bye-bye.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and I called in a part one about God's Life Speaker talking about putting our life bites, our situations, up on the shelf of our memory, and Rodney from Atlantis talk about life bites. Where I left off on part one, I was saying that my focus is about Paul's reaction to his bite. He didn't scream or yell out, "Why God?" or spit out, "I can't take this anymore." He didn't choose to give up on his ministry saying, "That's just the last straw. I'm done with this." Well, I must admit, I have screamed before. I have yelled out. I have questioned God, why? Why more? Why can't I get things fixed first before more of this crap falls into my life? I have been down on my knees, on my face, even saying, "I can't take this anymore." I may not have suffered anything as potentially deadly as a snake bite, but I sure have been dealt some severe circumstances that have felt like it. But now let me go back to what God's Life Speaker said. Putting those things on the shelf seems like such an easy part. Well, my problem is leaving them on the shelf. So I had to contemplate, I had to think about this, and I had to go back to some teaching, some speaking, some scriptures, some Bible studies, and remind myself of how to leave them on the shelf. It's by focusing on transforming painful experiences. And I'm going to have to go to part three.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for my brother, Christopher. He has cancer under his arm and in his right, on his right side, on his breast, on his right side. Yes, he's a man, and he actually has breast cancer. But it is, he is going to the oncologist today, and they're going to talk about chemo and radiation. I just hope and pray that he get a good report back from this talk with the oncologist, and they can be able to get him set up on a treatment plan to be able to shrink down this cancer, so then they can be able to go in and remove it. And I just wanted to keep him covered up in prayer. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible Family Community. This is Caroline from Nashville. I called in Thanksgiving of 2024 about my son, Ewan, who is a prodigal. And it's just gotten worse. And his dad and I are really, really struggling with him. And answered my phone call yesterday, and we talked for about an hour and a half, but he answered a lot of questions that I have, and he considers himself non-binary, and he cross-dresses on a regular basis, and he's living, he has a lease and is living with his girlfriend. And they were walking around a family wedding 2 weeks ago saying that they were engaged, and his dad and I didn't know anything about it. We knew that they were serious and lived together, but so I asked him about it, and he said that they're not officially engaged. They don't have a ring, but they're planning to get married, and I don't know. It's just a mess, and I'm a wreck, and I barely slept last night, and I could just really use some prayer. And a friend and I are going to start praying and fasting every Friday. This is just really, really hard to have a prodigal. It's pretty awful. Thank you for your prayers.
Hey, my beautiful Dab fam. This is KSD. Family, I wanted to share an excerpt from a devotional that I'm reading, and it blessed me so, and I hope it blesses you as well. So it's from day 10, and today's title is While We're Waiting. The scripture reference is Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verses 7 through 10 from The Message. Each day is God's gift. Make the most of each one. Whatever turns up, grab it and do it, and heartily. We shouldn't waste our waiting seasons just waiting. We should find whatever God puts before us in that time and do it with all our might, because God is in the waiting too. And sometimes it's what you learn and experience in the season of waiting that strengthens you for later, when what happens in your life is not at all what you expected. Lord, thank you for the blessing of seasons of waiting. Thank you for the respite they provide while you prepare us for the next steps in our journey. Help us be content in your pauses, looking for what you have for us to learn in them. Family, this devotional is actually titled Just a Thought and was written by our very own Hands to Heaven, Leslie L. Harder. So may we find fulfillment in the Lord in our waiting season. In Jesus' name, amen.
We come before you, Father. This is from Junk to Treasure, and I bring
these burdens to you. From Susie from Colorado for the orphans in Haiti and Jamaica. And all over the world for that matter, Father God. I'm asking, Lord, for you to send righteous, God-fearing, loving people to all of these orphanages all over the world, Lord, that your people will want to take these children into their care, Father God, that they will have loving homes where they have a sense of belonging, they will have security, adequate food and shelter, and education, Lord. Lift these children up and let them praise your name for all the blessings that they will receive. These children will be able to see and feel the love from wonderful families, Lord. And you will get the praise and the glory for it, Lord, that they can have wonderful friendships and enjoy being in a loving home. Lord, we ask for special blessings to all the people that have worked in these orphanages, Lord. Undergird them and lift them up and be right by their side, ministering to them, Lord, until all of these children are taken into homes permanently, Lord, so that they will not ever have to go back into foster care or orphanages ever again, Lord. And we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise for all the mighty work that you will do. In the name of Jesus Christ, we say amen and amen.
Good morning. I just want to say a prayer for a family that called in asking for prayer for their son, Carlos, who's currently in prison and is getting out, but still has some of his old habits and ways, which are inevitably going to probably lead him back into prison or worse. So, Lord, we lift up this family. We know that you hear them, Jesus. We know that you advocate for us to your Father, to our Father. And we just want to echo this family's requests and cry for help, that your Spirit would just meet Carlos where he is right now. Give him the strength in his weakness. Give him your strength in his weakness. Give this family wisdom on how to navigate it, how to walk alongside Carlos. But also how to set up proper boundaries and rules. So Lord, again, just give them wisdom. And we pray, Lord, that you would just heal Carlos of this addiction. Whatever it is he's dealing with, we just pray that you would cast those spirits out of him and away from him, flee him, and that you would consume him with your love and guide him along your path, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Lennox, this prayer is for you. I just want to say that you have demonstrated your faith by calling out, calling in and asking for prayer. So Lord, I lift up Lennox today. Father, it's his desire to be healed as he has been dealing with this long COVID. We pray that you would give him strength through this endurance, through this trial. Father, that you would touch and heal him according to your way, according to your word, Lord, according to your timing. And Father, that you would give him strength in the waiting, that he would trust in you, that you are still good despite his circumstances, and that you would draw him closer to yourself during this time, that he would not drift away. Father, his desire is to remain close to you, and it's difficult having faith right now through this trial. Father, we just stand in the gap for him, and we just trust that, Father, you're going to work this out for your good, your purpose, according to Romans 8:28. Lord, we pray that you would encourage Lennox today. We lift him up to you. Be encouraged, brother, in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. I wanted to call in a prayer for Carlos that is incarcerated and will be getting out soon. They didn't say how soon, but his family called in, his mom, his dad, and his wife to the DAB. And we thank you that you reached out to your DAB family for prayers for Carlos and for yourselves as you prepare for his return home. And I believe you said that he is still using drugs in prison. So that kind of blew my mind that that was happening. But anyway, so I pray for that situation, because that would be an extra hurdle when he gets out. And I know that's a heavy burden for you guys, and pray for his kids too. Lord, we just lift up Carlos and the addiction that he has in his life, and that he needs to turn that around, to give that to you so he can walk a new path. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Shaney in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you so much for your amazing love and faithfulness towards us. Thank you that you promised to fulfill your purpose for us. Help us to live a life of love and faithfulness. Father, thank you that you love us unconditionally, wholeheartedly, and continually. Thank you that perfect love drives out fear. Help us to be people of love who know their God and stand firm. Overcome our fears, resist evil, and take action. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in August 13th to pray over our children. It is better to live in a corner of the housetop than in a house shared with a quarrelsome wife. Proverbs 21:9. Are there some quarrelsome people living in your home? Parents or children who are quick to accuse others and always looking to defend themselves? People whose first instinct is to criticize and last to encourage? Such people seem to pour gasoline on every tiny spark of potential conflict. While some of us might be quarrelsome by nature, the point of the Christian life is that we have died to who we were by nature. Instead of doing what comes naturally, we experience something supernatural. Instead of harsh or cutting talk, our words are gentle. Instead of saying the first hurtful or unhelpful thing that comes to our mind, we exercise restraint. Rather than rushing to judgment about the motivations of others, we assume the best. Rather than grumbling, we give grace to each other. Because we've been so generously forgiven by God, we are kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another. How beautiful and how pleasant would it be for our homes to be marked by kindness instead of quarrels. The Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Lord, we need your divine help to make the tenor of our home one of peace, encouragement, and affection instead of rancor, criticism, and cynicism. Help us as parents to set the tone in our home in the way we speak to each other, with kindness rather than with irritation. I love you, family.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois, and I'm behind on my community prayers, but I just heard KSD on the July 19th prayer encouragement. Amazing. Amazing. And thank you for sharing your story. Not guilty. Jesus has paid it all. And if we'll be real, he'll honor that. Love you, family. Bye-bye.
Shalom, shalom. Good morning, Dab family. This is God's Completed Jew. Calling in for a couple of callers who requested prayer. My goodness, I pray for so many people, and if I don't pray right away, sometimes the next day I can't remember. But a woman called in for her husband, who is going to be having a needle biopsy. They found a couple of tumors, and she asked for prayer, for guidance for the surgeons. And sweet sister, I can imagine how nerve-wracking this is and fearful. I know that God does not want us to be fearful, and that we are to trust in him. put our faith in him because he loves us. But I know that feeling, and I lift up you, I lift up your husband to God's mercy seat. And we ask that God just be right there with you and with your husband and with the surgeons, and that they're guided by the Holy Spirit throughout the whole procedure. I know I have to have a needle biopsy. I found something on my mammogram in a couple of weeks, so I never call in and ask for prayer, but I know that that if I do ask, that you're all praying in the background for this to be nothing. So I have given my anxiety, just given it over, just handing it to Jesus in the name of Jesus. Also, for a woman who's calling in regarding a job, she's been without a job for a while, and I'm just praying for you. My husband's been without a job for almost 2 years. So when the right job comes along, oh, praise God. Thank you so much. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that we pray. Love you all. Bye.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible Community. This is Cheryl, his sheep from Suffolk, Virginia. And I heard God smile in Peter today. Listening sort of behind to August 2nd, and I heard you all beautiful voices, and my eyes just lit up. And when you said hello, I said hello. And so glad to hear your voices and to hear your cheeriness. And you all both radiate the love of God such that you're an encouragement to, I'm sure, all of this community. I think about you both all the time. I picture where you're from over there, I think in the UK, whenever I think of you. And it's just amazing how much this community is connected. So I pray that God continue to bless you and to keep you as healthy as possible, and to decrease any pain you might have, and that he will bless you with many riches, which I'm sure you have, spiritual richness. We thank you and we praise you, God, for God's smiles and Peter, and we just wish blessings upon them and to all of our community, because like I said, we're all tied together. Thank you to the Hardin family for bringing us together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This is his sheep from Suffolk, Virginia.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Acts 27. Father God, we lift up to you today abiding in Jesus in Arizona and the upcoming family law issue. Just as Paul experienced all the tumultuous travel on his way to Rome, so will likely be this battle for the 13-year-old daughter. But Father, may abiding in Jesus have the same faith that you will get her through these storms, lifting her up from oppression, snake bites, and shipwrecks, safely getting her to her destination. Father, protect her from the crew members who may want to do her harm, and give her an advocate in the commander. Father, give wisdom to those who are guiding her through this, and still waters when she wavers. Father, we pray for this daughter who is in the middle. Please protect her heart and mind, and soften the hearts of the ex and his girlfriend to be amicable and understanding. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, abiding in Jesus. Let us know how it went.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Auto Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Calling in with a heavy heart, as you know, a number of you have had family members, friends, or yourselves dealing with cancer. Well, just talked to a co-worker. She happens to be the reception here where I work, and she just told me that she has terminal cancer. Not only does she have that, but her daughter, who's having some mental issues, has decided not to talk to her anymore, so now she can't even talk to her grandchildren. And on top of that, there is rumor here that she might be losing her job. So, Dabbers, I'd greatly appreciate it if you'd lift up Elizabeth. She She is a Christian. She's a hard worker and has always helped me out through all the years. She's been here for a number of years and has always helped me out with various things that we've had going on here at work. And she's such a great lady. So if you could please lift her up, I'd greatly appreciate that. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, Dab family. Kathy from Western New York again here. Gosh, I've been reaching out a lot, but it shows how much I need you all. I talked about some of the challenges that I had as I'm approaching the new school year. I didn't mention that I helped take care of my 82-year-old dad, and I'm 60 myself. I'm really feeling it. But I don't just want prayer for me. I'd really like prayers for all teachers. Teaching is a wonderful job and vocation. It's, you know, Jesus is the great, great teacher. Please pray for us because our culture is so different. People say they value education, but people come to school showing something quite different. One of the reasons I was so burnt out last year is because just challenging behaviors. Children are lovely and wonderful, but their approach to learning is very, very different. Parents mean very, very well, but they are overwhelmed. So I ask that you pray for all teachers everywhere, family. Please, we desperately need you. We need prayers to cover our schools, our children, our teachers, our families. It's warfare out there. Thank you so much, family. Love you all. I pray with you and for you each and every day, especially you, Harden family. This podcast just is everything that God has wanted it to be. May it continue to be blessed.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and we're praying for Christy's from Kentucky's husband and all of our Dab Nation who are suffering with ALS, or their children, their family members, their friends, their church members who are suffering with this awful disease. You know, Father God, what they're suffering with. You know every hair on their head. You know their thoughts that are conceived in their hearts before they can even vocalize them. You have said that we can come humbly and ask for every need of life. And we ask, Father God, for divine healing. One word from you can make these children of yours whole. We believe in the power that you hold to heal, restore physical health and bodily function, and eradicate this the very symptoms in their bodies from this disease. May they have courage and hope and strength for each day, with unwavering faith and complete trust while they await your miraculous healing touch. Grant them clarity and understanding of your purpose for their life. We pray that their future generations will be completely spared from this devastating disease, Father. We release the spirit of the true God to flow throughout their entire body. We speak life to their nerve cells, brain matter, spinal cord, neurons, blood, the muscles, the tendons, and the ligaments, and every area of their throat and lungs have restoration life, Father God. Premature death and disease have no legal right to inhabit and destroy their temple. We pray, Father God, that this disease dies and that they will live to bring God glory. And we also lift up the caregivers, dear Lord. We pray covering of supernatural understanding, wisdom, strength, resolve, and patience and endurance for these caregivers until the healing comes. May they be filled with peace and love and grace. Give them special compassion and lift them up by your grace as they navigate the challenges that they are faced, and surround them with friends that will help them have rest and renewal.
Hello, DAB family. This is Pam from Indiana, and today is August the 14th. I am calling to ask for you guys to join me in worshiping the Lord. Today, Brian was talking about the bones, the field of bones that came back to life, because God is that powerful and much more than we can ever think of or imagine. A year ago, I had called in asking for prayer requests because I felt dying. Alive. I was going through a divorce a year ago, and I was devastated, and devastated doesn't even convey the depth of the pain, the loss, the grief. It was just horrible, and God raised up my marriage from the clutches of death. And not only did we did not end up getting divorced, we we're experiencing tremendous restoration. Our marriage is, you know, we are experiencing the best marriage we've ever had in all of the years of our marriage. It's been a year now, and we've literally been restored the years of the locust had eaten. And so I'm just wanting to share that because I want all of you to have hope and wait on the Lord and seek the Lord and cast your cares unto the Lord. Literally throw them at Him and throw yourself at the feet of Jesus because He cares for you. And there is restoration, whether a marriage or restoration of your broken heart.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and this is my part 3 about what I had talked about previously from God's Life Speaker's comments about putting these life bites on the shelf of our memory, and about Rodney from Atlanta talking about life bites. I left off by saying I have to find a plan to leave those on the shelf of my memory. And I'm going to be actively doing these things to be able to leave them there. And it is focusing on transforming those painful experiences through the developing deeper faith, through forgiveness, both myself and others, and having more gratitude instead of grumbling, renewing my mind through the scriptures, and having the beloved scriptures readily available that I can read, that I can concentrate on, that I can say to myself out loud, and seeking solace through prayer and meditation with soothing music, and actively engaging in activities that bring joy to others by helping them. And of course, acknowledging God's will see us through God will see us through these difficulties to fulfill His will. I have to remind myself. And that's our way to show the world, through our faith in God and depending on this, believing it, how we can help make treasures out of the junk that is thrown in our lives.